About 2,500 residents of Tanchamar voted in a new mayor and council, with six of the new slate coming from existing council positions in Sackville and Dorchester, and another three new faces in local politics. Current Sackville Deputy Mayor Andrew Black will steer the ship as mayor of the new municipality, winning by a margin of about 10% over his next closest competitor, current Sackville Mayor Sean Michaud. In Ward 1, current Dorchester Mayor Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell took the seat, and in Ward 2, former Sackville Superintendent of Public Works Barry Hicks won a seat. Out of the four councillors elected in Ward 3, three are current Town of Sackville councillors: Allison Butcher, Michael Tower, and Bruce Finney. Newcomer Josh Gauguin will join them in the fourth spot, representing Ward 3. In Ward 4, current Sackville councillor Matt Esterbrooks beat out his colleague Sabina Dietz for the seat, and in Ward 5, lone candidate Greg Martin is acclaimed. About 39% of eligible voters in Tanchamar came out to vote. The highest percentage of voter turnout was in Ward 1, Dorchester, which saw 44% of voters cast a ballot. The lowest turnout was in Ward 4, with just 37%. Province-wide, voter turnout averaged 36%. Some Tanchamar candidates spent the evening at Ducky's awaiting results of the municipal election, including newly elected Ward 3 candidate Josh Gauguin, who took his seat with 852 votes. CHMA asked Gauguin how he felt when the results came through and it became clear he had won a seat on the new Tanchamar Council.
I'm actually quite excited. I've hit a lot of houses and I've heard a lot of positive vibes, and yeah, it's going to be exciting. Like, I'm actually quite excited for everybody else that got elected. So it's going to be a new reality, and definitely a new change for my life. And yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations, Josh. Any messages for the other candidates?
I look forward to hearing from each and every one of everybody, and I look forward to working with you guys. Let's make this a great community.
The election night crowd at Ducky's also included two candidates who fared well but didn't make the cut in terms of winning a council seat. Alice Cotton and Sahithya Pendurthi both ran in Ward 3. Cotton won 713 votes, which put her in fifth place, just about 140 votes shy of a seat on council. Pendurthi was a first-time candidate who took home 541 votes, putting her in sixth place. Here's Alice Cotton.
So, what was this experience running in this election like for you?
It was a great experience. My second time running, and I intend on running a third time. So, there you go.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
How did you feel about your results?
I was pleased with my results. I knew that it would be close, and I'm quite happy with the results. I would have liked to have been elected, obviously, but I'm game to try again. So there you go.
Awesome. All right. Thanks very much. So, Sahithya, how was your first election? I mean, this is the first time you ran for office, I'm assuming, is it?
Yes, this is the first time I ran for office.
And how was the experience?
Overwhelmingly positive. This town actually, like, opinionated women with strong leadership qualities, and I think they're ready to see the change in the council. I want to say I think I got more votes than I hoped I would, and I'm ready for the next time. Thank you.
That was Sahithya Pendurthi, a candidate for Ward 3 Tanchamar, speaking last night at Ducky's. Also on hand at Ducky's was the mayor-elect for Tanchamar, Andrew Black.
You know, what was your reaction when, I guess, the screen refreshed and you saw that you were elected?
I was surprised. I had a good feeling that things were sort of going my way. But I never know. Like, I never knew for sure if I was going to win or not. But I was very pleased. I was disappointed by the voter turnout. I wish that it had been a little bit higher for the town of Tanchamar and the province. But I was very pleased.
Tanchamar did a bit better than the provincial average, right? 38-39% around there?
Yeah, that's right. And I think in the previous elections, Sackville and particularly had a higher turnout in the past. So I'm glad to see that people around here seem to have a good sense of municipal government and the importance of it to come out and vote. But still, I wish that there was more people who voted, because this election is so important. So anyway.
Now, do you have any idea what the next steps are here? Like, I mean, sorry to spring that question on you right away, but, you know, will you be meeting before the year's end, or does that happen after January 1st, or...
I don't know that. I would suspect that because we're sort of in a lame duck council until January, I don't think that we will meet. I would love to be able to meet with each of the councillors who won their seats, just to get a sense of their thoughts on their win and what they've heard in their own campaigns from their constituents, just to get a sense of where we're at before we get into council. But my suspicion is that's not going to happen until January when we're sworn in.
Will this mean, you know, big changes for you? Like, you know, this is a big job, and now you're going to be starting it come January. How will this change your life?
Well, it will probably mean that I won't have any free time ever at all in my life. I have a busy life as it is. I have a job, I have a family, but I have a lot of support in the community with my parents and my extended family. So I think it'll just mean that it'll be busy for all of us all the time. But I'm okay with that. I'm not a person who shies away from extra work.
Okay, all right. Anything else you want to add tonight, Andrew?
I just want to say thank you for everybody who offered to run in the election. It was wonderful to see people putting their name forward for the community. And thank you to my fellow mayoral candidates. They ran a good campaign. Just thank you for all the support from the community. It's wonderful to see.
All right. Thanks very much, Andrew. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Andrew Black speaking last night at Duckies. Black won the mayoral contest with 1,164 votes out of just over 2,500 votes cast, about 46% of the vote. Sean Michaud garnered about 36% of the vote with 922 votes cast, and Bonnie Swift took 17% with 432 ballots cast in her favor.